Do you want to know what's really fun about being a woman?
This is starting to sound like a Shania Twain song.
Man, I feel like I'm in perimenopause. Ugh, the brain fog, the mood swings, the night sweats, the unpredictable cycles. Many women enter perimenopause and they don't even realize what's happening to their body, and it's directly impacting how they're making major life decisions.
You get divorce strategy on this podcast, but when it comes to strategy for what's happening inside your body, our friends at Natural Cycles are here to help. Their new app mode, NC Perimenopause, within the Natural Cycles app interprets those hormonal shifts with data and science.
So I'm currently using the app and the intel is fascinating. It doesn't just track symptoms. It helps me see patterns and it helps me connect the dots between my hormones, my symptoms, and my lifestyle. It even estimates what stage of perimenopause I'm in. I love that it helps me better understand what's going on with my body and why I have days where it's more difficult to make decisions than others. And that clarity really matters. You can even download a personalized report that you can bring to your doctor, which makes those appointments way more productive.
Natural Cycles is a female-founded digital health company that analyzes biomarker data to help users better understand their cycles. NC Perimenopause is for anyone experiencing or anyone who thinks they may be experiencing perimenopause, from the first hormone-related changes to your cycle or symptoms all the way until menopause, when your periods stop. Learn more and give it a shot right alongside Andrea.
Yes, let's do this thing together. You are not alone in your divorce or this transition. There are tools to help you make sense of what your body is doing. Visit naturalcycles.com and use code DIVORCE. Or tap the link in the show notes to learn more about how you can save on a subscription. Mini episode time. If you're going through a divorce or you're thinking about getting a divorce, then this is the podcast for you. We give you the unpopular opinions no one else is talking about that will save you thousands of dollars on your divorce. Hosted by Morgan Stogsdill, the head of family law at the largest family law firm in the country, and comedian Andrea Rappaport. We're going to hold your hand, we're going to help your heart, and you will avoid the biggest divorce mistakes. This is How Not to Suck at Divorce. We're going to bring you something lighter and uplifting because this past week, man, we had a heavy conversation about betrayal and affairs and all that stuff. So we realized that you need a little boost. You need something to look forward to, some light at the end of the tunnel. And who best to give us light at the end of the tunnel than Morgan with a real life story of a client who didn't know whether things were ever going to get better. But wait for it, it did.
Oh, put me on a pedestal and make me feel very anxious right now that it's got to be a good story. When you asked me to tell the story of somebody whose life has gotten better, I kind of stepped back for a second and I was like, well, that's pretty much most of my clients, especially about 5 years post their divorce. They're just thriving. But I really wanted to highlight this one client that I vividly remember. And I'll give you his story. Let's call him Chad. If you're new to us, we always talk about Chad and Brenda.
It's Chad and Brenda.
They're our fake divorce couple. I had Chad at this point, and Chad did not want a divorce at all. And there were kids involved, and there was nothing crazy going on. It's just that Chad's wife, Brenda, just for some reason was no longer wanting to be married to Chad. And Chad was a successful business person, had a great business, a lovely human in general. But the minute the divorce happened, he just shut down. He totally shut down. And he would go through these depressive episodes during the divorce where I couldn't even get him in touch with him. And we had to have different codes. So before I would call him, he would get really nervous when I would call him. And so I would have to text him to say, hey, nothing bad is happening. I'm not delivering bad news, but I do need to speak with you on a few things. So I'd have to give him an update. There were days that he wouldn't even pick up my phone calls, my text messages, nothing. So
can you start talking to me that way? Because I feel like that would be so helpful for my life, just ongoing.
Hi, Andrea. Everything is wonderful. Everything is great. But I'm going to be calling you for some decisions. Yeah. So this is so unlike me, and you'll know this, but this is what we are dealing with. We are dealing with this really tricky client, trying to get him through this divorce process when all he wanted to do was stick his head in the sand. And I remember a conversation and I was like, you know what? I'm going to put some humor into this to see if I could break through a little bit, because I knew deep down he was a good person. He was a funny guy, but this divorce was just tearing him apart. So at one point I said, hey, Chad, you know, I don't know how to kind of talk to you. I kind of feel like I'm on The Bachelor right now. And I'm trying to figure out if I'm going to get that rose. And I never know if I'm ever going to get the final rose. And there was just this pause. And there was a slight chuckle, but it certainly did not bring him out of it. But I was like, I don't know what else to do. So he ended up costing himself. He had plenty of money. He did not care, but he ended up costing the divorce cost so much more than it could have or should have because of the state that he was in. And sometimes that's just how it has to happen. But the good news is we're a few years post-divorce. I just spoke with him. He's doing fantastic. He's living his life. He's buying another property to go between properties. He has his children. Everyone's happy. It just took him getting out of that situation to really kind of pick his head up and move forward. And actually now, I don't even need the rose because he answers my calls. He answers my texts. And we do keep in touch a little bit because he's a great person. It was just really what he was going through at that time.
And I feel like, you know, so many people want to hear like, well, like what happened that made Chad's life so much better? Did he find a new relationship? Did he get some sort of amazing gift? And the truth is that you don't need that. You don't need something out of the ordinary or another relationship to occur in order for you to no longer be in that really dark, bad state that you were in.
And I think where Chad was, he couldn't imagine life any different than being married, being having his wife around, having Brenda around, having the kids around, that kind of thing. And now, you know, he didn't want it, but it happened to him. And really what it is it's really going through life knowing I'm going to be okay. I'm still alive. I'm still standing. You know, a little bit has changed with my marriage and our family dynamic, but I'm okay. And I think that until he felt like I'm okay. And for some people, it's in the middle of the divorce, they feel like that. Some people like him, it took till probably right after the divorce to say, I'm okay. And now he's thriving. He's dating. He doesn't have one specific relationship, but he's happy. He's doing what he wants to do. He's focusing on his hobbies, on his work. He's not in that horrible place where at times he didn't even want to get out of bed during the divorce. That's why he wasn't picking up my calls, because he was in just such a bad place.
Because that's how bad it gets. It's debilitating. The fear, the overwhelm, the stress, you just kind of want to hide your head in the sand and avoid everything that's going on. I mean, people listening to this episode don't need us to tell them how difficult it is. But what you do need to hear is a real life example of you will not be in this place forever.
And I wanted to give a really kind of dark example, like really on the tough end example, because we all know everyone's going through, if you're in the divorce before, during, maybe right after, you're all going through something. But I wanted to show you, this is like one of the clients that I worried about all the time, because, you know, it was so tough that he refused to open any of my emails. He instructed me, I don't want emails. If you need to email me, I need to know about it beforehand. I need to know what's coming. And so we had that. He didn't want a billing statement from my office because he wasn't going to look at it. It was only going to cause him anxiety. So he was kind of at the tail end of really struggling with divorce. And that's why I wanted to give that example, because I want you to know wherever you are on that continuum, you're doing it. It's going to get better. And Andrea and I always say it, you're not going to see that light at the end of the tunnel until a few years post-divorce, but trust us, you're going to get through it.
Even when you think you're not. And I know, like, you're listening to this right now and you're thinking, okay, yeah, good for that guy. But that doesn't mean that that's going to happen for me. Trust, just keep going. Literally 1 hour at a time, keep going. It is so hard to know that that pain is going to go away. Because the challenge with getting a divorce is that it's not just the menial stress of, oh, I have to turn in the financial affidavit, or, oh, I didn't like the first offer I got, or, oh, the stress of this. It's that you're also going through this mental shift of what you thought your life was going to look like, or you're really sad, or you're also lonely, or there's so many different things that are going on at once that it is a mental and emotional shit show.
I know. I remember with this particular client, Chad, I helped him navigate everything from where do I find new friends? Who do I ask to hang out with? Is this person that I'm met at a bar an appropriate person to ask out on a date? And if so, how do I do it? Those are things that were on his mind because he had been out of the game for so long and everything felt so foreign to him. So if you're feeling like that, it's so normal. It is so normal. And truly the only thing that helps is time. Time heals. I've said it many podcasts ago. So if you haven't heard it, I'm going to say it again. I don't think there's one client that's gone through a divorce that I see 5 years post that says, damn, I wish I never got divorced.
Whether you wanted this process in the beginning or you didn't want this process, this has the ability to change your life for the better. But it's all in that mindset. So shift your mindset, go move your body, go do something good for you, because those tiny little steps will help you get to the light at the end of the tunnel. And remember, that is why you are listening to this podcast. That is why we bring you our meaty episodes every Friday. And that's why we're going to be bringing you these tiny little bite-sized episodes on Wednesday to help you through the days that are icky and to continue to lift you on the days that aren't so bad.
I cannot agree more. You are doing this. The train has left the station. You're on it. You're in the middle of it. You have got this, my friends.
And we, my friends, have got you. The How Not to Suck at Divorce podcast shall not be copied or rebroadcast without consent. This podcast does not contain legal advice. The information heard in this podcast shall not and should not be used as legal advice.